Driving Everbound along Kamehameha Highway just past Pearl Ridge Shopping Center, I turn into the road that leads to Sumida Watercress Farms. Hidden at the end of that narrow road is a terrace of taro patches or lo'i kalo. That's where I met Anthony Kavika De Luz.
In the beginning, it was just me and my family.
He's the owner of Ka'onohi Farms, a 2.5-acre oasis flanked nearly on all ends by the mall. This particular land tract, Kalawao, is known for its freshwater springs that fed lo'i kalo and later rice and now watercress.
A lot of the Westerners at the time, when they were first coming in, would talk about how sick this land was with food. And you look now and it's sick with buildings, concrete all over, and lo'i production is all but stopped almost.
But not if De Luz can help it. He manages more than 24 taro patches, some actively being used, some awaiting planting, and others converted to garden plots where he grows a variety of organic fruits and vegetables. He sells what he can and the rest goes to feed his family, which is still quite a lot of food.
On a good year, probably about 8,000 to 10,000 pounds, but we haven't seen a good year like that in a while.
Water, or the lack of it, is one of the challenges. Since the 1970s, urban development transformed the landscape, preventing water from seeping back into the soil. Fortunately, De Luz is able to tap about 45,000 gallons of water per day to feed his crops.
And it sounds like a big number, but this is about 3 acres. A good, healthy lo'i system usually runs about 250,000 gallons per day per acre.
He says other challenges include changing weather patterns and also just trying to farm in an urban setting.
It's worrisome because it seems like our conditions are starting to change almost like we're closer to the equator. You know, all this kind of building, it creates microclimates and changes wind patterns, heat.
De Luz's long-term vision is for his farm to be the first of many in heavily urbanized Kalawao that provide not only food but relief from nearby development.
You know, even in my lifetime, be an old man holding my cane and look, oh, that used to be covered in concrete over there, but look, get trees going. Yeah, that's probably dreaming, but
it's a dream he's making a reality. Ku'uwehi Hiraishi, HPR News.